أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أصحابه أجمعين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, and welcome to lesson number 7 and 8 of Understand Quran and Salah the Easy Way. Inshallah. Just before we start, a couple of apologies. Number one, I forgot to press the send button, and that's why Brother Khalid couldn't print the today's lesson, the textbook for today's lesson. So it will be uploaded tonight, inshallah, on the website, so you can download it from there. My apologies for that. And inshallah, the second is that, and I've discussed this with Brother Khalid, but I didn't ask the permission from Brother Abdul Hakim here as well, which is next week I am not here. I am in Sydney, so we won't be having a class next week. So please excuse me for that. Okay, so we start inshallah lesson number 7. Still not working. So inshallah, in this lesson, the topic is, last lesson we learned the Quran is easy to learn, and inshallah in this lesson we will take a few more ayats from the Quran to see how to learn the Quran, inshallah. And in the grammar we'll take the four new words, هذا هؤلاء ذلك أولئك. In this lesson you will learn inshallah 8 new words which have been repeated in Quran about 1600 times. And hope inshallah by the end of this lesson our tally will go up to 24,490. So in the previous lesson we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it indeed easy, made the Quran easy to understand for remembrance, to understand and remember. Second thing that we learn, it's not only easy, but also it is one of the best thing to do. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn Quran and teach it. Thirdly, the most important thing is then now, which relates to our attitude and why we are doing it. As a Muslims, inshallah, this is our intention. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. All the actions are but on intentions. Innama but. So these are the three things that we learn. Now in this lesson, inshallah, we'll take a few more lessons from the Quran to see how to learn. So the first thing, what do we do? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this is easy to learn, the first thing that we do is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ زِدْنِ ilma, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. So take it one by one. Rabb, we did this before. My Lord, so Rabbi here, my Lord. Again, as a suggestion, you know, when we say my mother, what comes to our mind? How much love is, you know, is in our tongue when we say my mother. So our Lord loves us more than our mothers, according to one of the hadith. So you know, when you say Rabb, you know, some of the love should come inshallah in our talk. Zidni, how will you break it? Zid means increase, ni me. Yeah, so this is very similar to Kitabi, Rabbi, and so on. The only difference is that in here we were doing this with the nouns. Zid is a verb, and inshallah we will learn how to make from verbs, how to make the pronouns, different pronouns, zamair that we discussed before. So zidni, that's how you'll break it. Increase me. We are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilma, where did we did this before? The word ilm, allamahu, ta'allama, and so on. So ilm means knowledge. So what is the lesson? Lesson number one that you can take from this dua is that, you know, most of the time people are asking about increase my wealth, increase this, increase that. And you will see that this is the only dua in the Quran that talks about increase and increasing in knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that if you want to ask something to increase, you should ask for increasing your knowledge. And this dua was taught to which prophet? Our own beloved prophet. Yes, so every prophet has a dua, just like Prophet Musa has Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatam min lisani. Yeah, Prophet Nuh has a dua, and so on. So all of the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they asked a dua at some point in time. This Prophet Ayyub, he said, Rabbi inni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught this dua to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَعَجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُّ وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. This is the dua that came in Surah At-Taha. Surah At-Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so eager to learn Qur'an that he was trying to haste as Angel Jibreel was reading the Qur'an to him, you know, when the wahi was revealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that don't worry about it, it's our responsibility inshallah, and we will make sure that you learn the Qur'an. وَلَا تَعَجَلْ, and don't make haste with the Qur'an. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُ, before it is revealed to you. And say, رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. So this is the first thing that we need to do. So how to learn? The first thing is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more important thing is that would you make dua only once? Remember this example of the patient who has cancer. He won't ask the dua only once. He will keep on asking day in, day out. You know, just like when we are in trouble, we ask for this dua, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take this trouble away from us. Similarly, we need to have this feeling, oh Allah, we don't know anything, increase us in knowledge, inshallah. And this here we are asking, obviously, for the knowledge of the Qur'an. So repeat with me with these feelings and emotions attached to it, inshallah. Rabbi, oh my Lord, zidni, increase me, ilma, in knowledge. Rabbi zidni ilma, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Point number two, how to learn, alladhi allama bil qalam. In one of the first wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Iqra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, alladhi allama bil qalam, the one who taught by the pen. So let's take it word by word. Alladhi, where did you see this before? In our lessons, Sirat al-Ladina. Yeah, al-Ladina is the plural of al-Ladhi. Now this word al-Ladhi and al-Ladina has been repeated in Quran 304 times. So very, very important. Al-Ladhi is the singular, which means the one who, and al-Ladina means those who. Repeat with me, brother. Al-Ladhi, the one who. Al-Ladina, those who. Al-Ladhi, the one who. Al-Ladina, those who. InshaAllah. Allama. Okay. So, Alladhi, Alladhina. Now, before I go, Allama. Did you do this word before? Allama? In which? Remember the reference? What is the example? Khairukum. Man ta'allama al-Qur'ana. Wa allamahu. So, ta'allama first and allama later. So, you learn first and teach later. Yeah? So, that's our reference to remember this meaning. Allama means taught. Alladhi, the one who allama taught. So we did this before. Ta'allama, allama. Allama means taught. Bil qalam. How would you break it down? B and al qalam. Just like Bismillah, B is Allah. Yeah, so we'll break. Bil qalam is broken down as B and al qalam. And B means, we translated it before as in, but it can be translated as by and so on. And I'm in the grammar section, I'm going to talk about this inshallah, why sometimes the translation change. It is acceptable. So, alladhi allama bil qalam. So, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here? In one of the first wahi, you know, importance of al qalam, the pen. Now, we're trying to take the lessons from the Quran, how to learn it. So the first thing, make dua. The second thing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, pick up the pen, start writing, you know, take notes. You have written hundreds and, you know, thousands and millions of words before, but write it now for learning Quran, inshallah. You know, make a notebook, make a library, and so on. This is a journey, inshallah, which will keep on going. It's not a one-off thing. This is a lifelong process, inshallah, and we would like to continue it. So, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now, when you will start writing this, with this in mind, that this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're already implementing the Quran in your life. With this, inshallah, in mind. Okay, so repeat with me, you will do the translation. Alladhi, alladhi, allama, taught bil qalam, by the pen. Alladhi allama bil qalam, the one who taught by the pen. The third point is this part of the ayah which has been repeated in Quran many times. Ayyukum ahsanu amala. This time we're taking it from Surah Al-Mulk, but this has been repeated in other places in the Quran as well. Ayyukum. Let's take it, break it down. Ayyukum. Remember, alaykum, ilaykum, yeah, fikum, and so on. The same here, ayyukum. Ayyu means which, kum means you, which of you. Ayyukum, which of you. Yes, easy? Ayyu, ayyukum, so that's how you will remember it with this part of this ayah. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, which of you. Ahsanu. Ahsanu is what we referred to as in English, different degrees. So what you have, a comparative degree and a superlative degree. Yeah. What are these different degrees? The comparisons. Yeah. So you have superlative degree. The comparative degree and the superlative degree. So similarly, in Arabic we have many words like Kabir and Akbar, Saghir and Asghar, Hasan and Ahsan. So Ahsan, better. Yeah. So Hasan mean good. Ahsan mean better. Saghir means small. Asghar means smaller. Kabir mean big. Akbar mean bigger. Yes? And Al-Akbar mean the biggest. So, Ayyukum Ahsanu Amala. And final word is Amal. We did this before. Innamal A'malu Bin Niyat. A'mal means action. And the singular is Amal. Yeah? A'mal is plural. And singular is Amal. So, in ayyukum ahsanu amala, and we did this before, as we said. So, what is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? Where is this race between? Who is this race between? Is this a race between us and kuffar, people who don't believe, or is it a race between the Muslims? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. So, this is a race that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to run. So, don't run a race which Allah has prohibited to run. This is the race that Allah wants us to run. And this is a competition between us in doing the best. And here you can perform best in salah, best outside, best neighbor, best son, best daughter. And here it is best student. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. He is seeing who is amongst us being the best student, inshallah. So for Allah's sake, do a competition between you in this class. You have done many competitions before. Do a competition here. Try to be the best student, inshallah. So repeat with me, with feelings. Ayyukum, which of you? So you will translate. Ayyukum, once more. Ayyukum, ahsanu, better. Ahsanu, amala, in deeds. Amala, in deeds. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, which of you is better in deeds? Which of you is better in deeds? So compete for Allah's sake. As we said, inshallah, as you will do it, you are already implementing one commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran. So what we did, first of all, we started how to learn Quran. Three lessons that we took from the Quran itself is make dua, then pick up your pen, start writing, and the third thing is compete amongst each other in inshallah learning the Quran. So we go to the second part of this lesson, inshallah, and we will start with a revision of all the previous lessons. So any brother who is new, everyone knows TPI, total physical interaction. Is everyone ready? Can someone come here and do this? Yes? Now you have done it many times. 1300 times these six words have been repeated in Quran 1300 times. Who wants to come here? Okay, so let's do it. Inshallah with TPI. Again, third person, second person, first person. Yeah? Ghaib, Hadir and Mutakallim. That's what we're doing, singular and plural. Who are he? Whom they? Anta you. Antum you all. Ana I. Nahnu we. Okay. Huwa hum. Anta antum. Ana nahnu. Very good. And the next lesson we did was that you have these pronouns which are detached pronouns and there are attached pronouns which you make them up by adding to the end of the words, end of the both nouns and verbs. In this case, we are taking the example of a noun. And the noun here or the ism is Rabb. Rabb is an ism or a noun. And what we are doing is adding at the end hu, hum, ka, kum, ina. So Rabbuhu, his Rabb. Rabbuhum, their Rabb. Rabbuka, your Rabb. Rabbukum, your Rabb. Rabbi, my Rabb. Rabbuna, our Rabb. Okay. Rabbuhu, Rabbuhum. Rabbuka, Rabbukum. Rabbi, Rabbuna. Rabbuha, her Rabb. Rabbuha, her Rabb. Very good. And now, inshallah, the next one we said that there are three types of words. Either ism, that is noun, fi'l, which is verb, or harf, the letters. So what did we do last time? We did homework. We did harf. We did some huruf. We did some prepositions. Very good, mashallah. So, and how many prepositions did we do? 8 in total. In a set of four. So we did 2 sets of 4 prepositions each. So we did bi, li, min, fi, ala, ila, and so on. So the first one was la, li, min, an, ma'a. Okay? Repeat. So la, li. What does that mean? Another example is? Excellent. So lakum deenukum wal yadeen. For you, your deen. For me, my deen. So la, li, and min means? You need to give someone else opportunity now, brother. Okay, min means from. And our example to remember this, if you have forgotten already, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from the outcasted shaitan. Okay, and what was an? An means with. And our example? Radiyallahu anhu or radiyallahu anha. Anhu for him and anha for her. And the last one was ma'a. Ma'a also means with. And our example is inna allaha ma'a sabirin. Very good. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of patience. Now, these four, you can attach the same what we did with rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum. So you can do the same with these four. So lahu, lahum, laka, lakum, li, lana, minhu, minhum, minka, minkum, minni, minna. Anhu anhum, anka ankum, anni anna, ma'ahu ma'ahum, ma'aka ma'akum, ma'i ma'ana. So you can do this, and these words, this table here, brother, yeah, and including this laha, minha, ma'aha, anha, don't forget the for the female, these 24, how many? 4 into 6 is 24 words have been repeated in Quran 5,000 times, which means that on every verse you will see one of these words almost on average. And the second part of this table was fi, bi, ala, and ila. Now, without looking at the meaning at the top, bi means in. And our example to remember this, bismillah. And fi means also in. What is our example? Fi sabilillah. Very good. And ala means on, upon. And our example is assalamu alaikum. Very good. And ila means mashallah. Ila means to. And our example is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we return. And you can do exactly the same with what you did here. Bihi, bihim, bika, bikim, bika, bikum, bi, bina, and so on. The only difference is that when you have a kasra before this, then this becomes he rather than who. Why? Just because it is easy to say. That's why the people of language make it, rather than saying bihu, they are saying bihi. Yeah, this is the only difference. Similarly, fihi and alayhi and ilayhi. Yeah. Any questions here, brothers? This is clear? Just need bit of practice, inshallah. With a little bit of practice, you know, 48 words, and you know, they are not actually really 48 words. Only 8 words, you already, if you know how to make them, there are 8 words. If you memorize these 8 words, and you practice them, you have already covered about 10,000 words in Quran. Out of? 78,000. That's 13%, brother. So very, very important. Spend some time on it, and inshallah, it will help you. So these are our examples. So today's class, just want to mention a few things about the prepositions. First of all, different languages use different prepositions. So what does that mean? When you will see in translation, sometimes the be is translated as in, sometimes it is translated as with, and so on. It is because the language change. For example, you know, amantu billah. In English you will say, I believed in Allah. And if you know the Urdu, you know, this is my language, so main Allah par iman laya. So par here is, you know, what we call as preposition. So in, be, in, par, these are, and they are interchangeable. The other thing is that sometimes you will see that there is a preposition in Arabic, but when you translate it, you don't see any preposition. For example, yadkhuluna fi dinillah, entering the deen of, entering the religion of Allah, or entering the deen of Allah. Now, we didn't use entering in the deen of Allah. You could say entering in the deen of Allah, but if you translate it like this, you haven't used any preposition. Or for example, اغفر لي, forgive me. I didn't say forgive for me. Yeah? So it is possible that when you're translating, that the preposition is not translated in the other language. Clear? Similarly, the other way around, it might happen that in Arabic there is no preposition, but when you translate, there is a preposition. For example, warhamni, yeah, and have mercy on me. So we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy on me. Now there is no preposition here in Arabic, but when you translate, the preposition turned up. Similarly, qini adabak, save me from your punishment. Now from is a preposition, but there is no preposition here in the Arabic. The third point is that prepositions, when they are followed, when they follow a verb, then they can change the meaning. For example, salli li rabbik. Salli li rabbika means pray to your Lord. When you say salli ala Muhammad, then you say send peace on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So li and ala. Now you see, it changed. Now salli li and salli ala, it changed the meaning, it changed the translation. Yeah, it is similar as you do it in English. For example, when you say get in, get out, you know, you're just changing in and out, and it changes the meaning. Yes, is that clear? So it is possible, keep that in mind when you're reading the translations, that the preposition will change its meaning. A few points that I thought was important. So let's do this exercise, inshallah. These four words have been repeated in Quran about 1,000 times. So very, very important. And how will we do it? Our TPI sign is for sisters to see. For hadha, we will say 45 degrees, not at the complete right, not here. So it's in between. So not at exactly in my front, and not exactly at my right, but in the middle. And we'll say here, hadha, this. So point to me, hadha, this. Ha'ulai, these. Ha'ulai is the plural of hadha. So sisters, can you see me? Yes. Hadha, this. Ha'ulai, these. And here I will just point it upwards, here, the same angle. Dhalika, that. Ulaika, those. Once again, hadha this, ha'ulai these, dhalika that, ulaika those. Yeah, so just keep it once more inshallah. Hadha this, ha'ulai these, dhalika that, ulaika those. So for example, if I want to say hadha kitab, this is the book, ha'ulai kutub, these are the books, yeah, and so on. So you can continue with this. Okay, alhamdulillah, and just remember this learning tip from research. The research have shown that you retain 25% of what you read, 35% of what we listen, 50% of what we see, 60% of what we say, 70% of what we do, and 90% of what we do, all of the above. So if you want to retain, read it, listen it, see it, say it, and do it, inshallah. And we are doing it. But if you want to increase your retention, if this is an issue, if you're thinking I forget, you need to do all of these, inshallah. You know the trick now, you just need to implement it. Okay, so we move on to our next lesson, alhamdulillah. Now we will start the verbs and also some of the short surahs. In the first part, we will take some short surahs, and in the second part, we will take start verb, inshallah. Okay, so lesson number 8. In this, we will do Surah Al-Asr. And by the in this lesson, you will learn 4 new most repeated words, which are repeated in Quran about 1,000 times. And by the end of this lesson, you would have learned 53 words in total, which are repeated 25,332 times. So introduction to this surah. Surah Al-Asr is one of the most comprehensive surahs of the Quran, one of the shortest surahs, and one of the most comprehensive surahs. According to Imam Al-Shafi'i, you know, he said that if only this surah was revealed, this should have been sufficient for our guidance. For guidance, this surah is sufficient. How important it is? Who is saying this? Imam Al-Shafi'i is one of the greatest faqih of this ummah. So he is saying this. So obviously, there's a great lesson for us in this. So 4 qualities are discussed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about 4 qualities that we need to have. 2 of them are related to our own betterment, and 2 are related to the betterment of society, inshallah. Wal-Asr. Wal-Asr. Now break it down. Wa and Al-Asr. Now what is the previous meaning that we did of wa? And. Yeah, so the second meaning is by the oath. And we know many surahs start with this, you know. Yarhamakallah. Wal-Fajr, wal-Duha, wal-Layl, wal-Dhariyat, wal-Najm, wal-Sama, and so on. So many surahs start with this word, wa. And wa here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking oath. He can take oath of any of His creations. We only take oath in Him. Yes? So, wal-Asr, and al-Asr means... So we did wa, and asr means time. Yeah, asr means times. Wal asr, by the time. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now this term is going to be multiplied by all of the rest of the ayats, you know, metaphorically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us time is essence. Yeah, and time is a scale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an amazing scale. The time that has passed, the time that is passing, the time that has to come. So it applies to everything. Yeah, which means that every passing second of our life is important. So by the time, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Innal insana lafi khusr. Let's take it one by one. Inna means, I won't show you the next slide until I ask you this. Inna means, say it even you see it. Inna means indeed. Okay, what are the 2 similar words that we did before? The 3 words that are repeated in Quran 2071 times. Remember these things, inshallah. Yeah, repeat it to yourself, repeat it to your colleagues, your friends, and so on, so that you know you remember them. Remember last lesson we did in, inna, and innama. Yeah, what are the differences? In means if, and our example is inshallah. Yeah, you will forget in. If I ask you in, you're going to forget it. So remember the example, inshallah. If Allah will. So in means if. And inna means indeed. Yeah. And our example is, Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Remember one example. So stick it with in your head so that you know you associate with it. Always refer back to that example so that it will until it is written in your brain. And the third one was innama, which means only. But, and our example is, say it, brothers. We did it at the start of this. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions are only on intentions. Yeah, it's not indeed. Innama and inna is different. So innama means only or but, and inna means indeed. So let's go on. So inna Allah ma'a sabirin. That's our example. Inna means indeed. Al insan. Insan means man. We know this, all of us, and the plural is annas. We know kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and so on. So al insan, the man, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the mankind. Yeah, the overall the mankind. Lafi, I shouldn't have shown you this before. So how would you break it down? Lafi is la and fi. Now how many meanings we have done before? Again, quick revision. La, one meaning is for, very good. La and li means for. Second meaning is here on the screen. MashaAllah. Yes, so that, and the third is indeed. Yeah, laqad. We did walaqad yassarna al-Qur'ana lidhikr. Yeah, or indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Quran. So three meanings we have done. La, li means for. It also means so that. Li yatadhakkara ulul albab. Yeah, li yadabbaru. Remember what is the purpose of the Quran. So these three meanings, remember them in your head, inshallah. So la here means surely, la and fi we just did, fi sabilillah, fi means in, la fi, indeed mankind is in khusr. This is a new word. Khusr means loss. We know this khusran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking here about a big loss. It's not a loss of $1 million, $2 million. It's a, what we call the colossal loss. You know, it's a eternal loss that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. Now look at the emphasis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting in this ayah. He started with an oath. You know, if I want to say something, I will, you know. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath in something very, very important. Then he said inna, which means indeed, and then he said surely. So you will see in these two ayat side by side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting so much emphasis in it. And then the next ayah starts with the word illa. Okay, so okay, even before that. So what is the lesson here? What does Allah wants to tell us? You know, if in a class, let's say there was 100 students and only 5 passed, what would I say? I would say everyone failed except 5. Yeah? Isn't it? So the very meaning of saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying everyone failed except. So the next ayah starts with except. And we should be become all of a sudden very, very cautious about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us. According to one hadith, you know, out of 1,000, only one is going to go into paradise. 999 will end up hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. We don't want to even see it. Okay, so wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. So repeat with me, inshallah. Wal asr. Okay, no, you repeat the translation. Wal asr. By the time. Inna, indeed. Al insan, mankind. Lafi, surely in. Khusr, loss. Wal asr. By the time. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is surely in loss. Next part of the ayah, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So we have a glad tiding. Not everyone is in loss, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying إِلَّا. So it is the same as لا إله إلا الله. So this will be our example to remember إِلَّا. What is the meaning of إِلَّا? Except. And our example to remember this is لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله is except. Alladhina, again we did this before many times, 304 times. Alladhi is singular, Alladhina is plural. Amanu means believed, the people who believed. Amanu, have believed. Iman, it is driven from iman, Amina, so we'll talk about this, how to make from Amina Amanu later on. Wa amilu salihat. Amilu means they acted. They acted. And I'm pointing it, there is a TPI sign. Inshallah, we'll see how to make from Amila Amilu. That's a verb. And done, except those who have believed and done as salihat. What principle is being applied? Very good. Plural of? Plural of? Plural of? Saleh or Saliha? Yeah? Because Saleh, you make plural Salihin, Salihun. Yeah? And it has to be Saliha and Salihat, which means that Amal is a Mu'annas. Amal is feminine. Remember, in Arabic, every word has masculine or feminine gender. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who believe and who acted righteously, who did good deeds. So these are the two characteristics. So we talked about this before, Saleh, Saliha, and from Saleh you make Salihun, Salihin, Saliha, Salihat. So when we read this ayah, what do we pray? We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us amongst those who believe and who do the righteous good deeds. So repeat with me, inshallah. Illa, except alladhina, those who amanu, have believed, wa amilu, and done as-salihat, the good deeds. Yeah. Once again, illa, except alladhina, those who amanu, have believed, wa amilu, and done as-salihat, good deeds. Good deeds. Yeah. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Except those who have believed and done the good deeds. The second part of this ayah, وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Now tawasaw is an advanced form of verb. We will not cover it in part 1 of this course, but we will cover it inshallah part 2 of this course, how to make this kind of forms from the verb. But just to give you an example, remember alima? Alima means he learned. Allama, he taught. And ta'allama, he learned. Again, yeah? So you can make just by, remember, if you remember, I talked to you about these having the root words, root letters. So ayn, lam, meem are the root letters. And you can make many words from it, yeah? Alima, ta'allama, allama, ma'loom, alim, you know, and all of these words. You can make literally hundreds of words by just these root words. Very powerful language. So similarly, darasa, darrasa, tadarasa, same. Alima, ta'allama, alima, allama, ta'allama. So same form here. It is this just like tadarasu, tawasau. So tawasau means, so don't worry about this, how this is formed, yeah? For now, just remember the meaning. Inshallah, when it will come in this course, we will cover it, how to make it. So tawasau means advise each other, okay? So there's a... It's not only mean advised, it means advised each other. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, you know, you're not living alone, you're living with others. Tawasaw bilhaq, again, how will you break it down? Bilhaq, bi and alhaq, to the truth or in the truth, and advise each other to the truth. Wa tawasaw, and advise each other, bis sabr, again you can break it down, bi and sabr, in patience. You know, and where is haq? Haq lies in Quran and Sunnah. Yes? So everything is haq. Even when you tell someone, your little brother, you know, your sons, daughters, you know, when you advise something, you know, don't do this, stop it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us in doing this. Even this is tawasi bil haq. Advising to the truth, even to that level. And if you go up to that level, you can even say haq in front of a ruler, saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised us against this. And prophets used to do this. Yes? According to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the greatest of jihad. Yeah? By advising the rulers. If you can advise the rulers, that's the greatest of. And now obviously when you will advise someone, difficulties will come. Because no one likes advice. Even, you know, if you ask someone playing outside, don't play, there's a salah going on and so on, so they will be a little bit worried about this. So you have to be then patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, keep advising each other and be patient. Keep advice for each other of patience as well. So what does this ayah is telling us? So the first two things was amanu wa amilu salihat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, advise each other and help. And now remember, where did this ayah start from? Illa, except those who have this and this and this and this. So four ands. You know, how many people from computer programming background? What do you call programming in and logic? Yeah? Any of the condition is failed, the whole proposition is failed. Yeah? So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, according to this ayah, if someone is just praying and going home, you know, doing the good deeds, he has believed, but he is not worried about what's happening around them. You know, he is not, he's happy to things, bad things happening around them. Then we haven't fulfilled our duties. So we need to do all these four things to be successful, to be amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect from his punishment, inshallah. So with imagination and feeling, repeat with me, brothers. Watawasaw. Now, repeat the translation. Watawasaw. And advised each other. Bilhaq. To the truth. Watawasaw. And advised each other. Bis sabr. To the patience. Once again. Watawasaw. Bilhaq. Watawasaw. Bis sabr. To the patience. Watawasaw bilhaq. Watawasaw bis sabr. And advise each other to the truth. And advise each other to the patience. Jazakallahu khairan. We take the second part of this lesson and that's where we'll stop. So now, inshallah, from now on, we will be moving on to our verbs. How to make verbs and so on. Interesting part, inshallah. You will see 2 plus 2, 4. Very, very easy. So be happy. Once again, whom? Keep practicing, brothers. Keep practicing. You know, even this is your chance. If you're not practicing at home, this is your chance. Huwa hum? Anta antum? Ana nahnu. Huwa hum? Anta antum? Ana nahnu. And I want some of you to stand up here and repeat this, you know, inshallah. So that we do. So, remember we discussed this before. Again, I'm discussing. So, we have repeated it many times. That there are three kinds of words. Nouns, verbs and letters. In Arabic we call them ism, fi'l and harf. We looked at some of the ism, like rab, kitab, deen, and we added hu, hum, ka, kum, ina at the end. We also took some of the huruf. We took two sets of the huruf, li, la, min, an, ma, and the second was bi, fi, ala and ila. That's how you should remember it, really. Yeah? When you're telling, tell it to your friend, that's how it is. So there are two sets of prepositions. The first one is, okay, you repeat it. No, the first one was quickly. La li min an ma. Repeat it, brothers. La li. La li min an ma. Yeah, and all of you know you should repeat the example with. So la li is lakum dinukum waliyadin. Min is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. An is radiyallahu anhu radiyallahu anha. And ma is in Allah ma'as-sabirin. So we did this huruf. And so now we move on to verbs. How to make verbs in Arabic. First thing to remember. Okay, that's how you should also tell it to your friends, colleagues, partners, spouses and so on. That 99% of Arabic words are driven from three root letters. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Yeah, 99% of Arabic words, not only in Quran, but overall, are driven from three root letters. Yeah? So relate them back to these three. So for example, fa'ala. So there are three root letters. Fa'ain lam. Fataha. Fataha. Yeah? Nasara. Daraba. And you can make many words out of them. Second point. Yeah? So first point was the 99% of the Arabic verbs are driven from three root letters. The second point is that in English, how many tenses do we have? Three tenses? Yeah, present, past and future. Usually we have present, past and future. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us. In Arabic, we have only two tenses. Yeah, we have fi'l madi, which is past, and mudare, which covers now and in the future as well. Good? So alhamdulillah, we have only two tenses. Yeah, we don't need to do three tenses now. We have only two tenses. So it means, how would you remember this? Madi, the thing that has been, that has passed or that has been done. The thing that hasn't been done, being done or will be done, is mudare. So repeat with me, how many tenses? Two tenses, madi, mudare. Madi, mudare. Past and mudare is imperfect tense. So you can call it perfect tense and imperfect tense. Okay, so in this lesson, inshallah, we will learn how to make the verbs in the madi. And very, very easy. You know, just... What do you see, the first thing that you see in this table? Relating to the first two principles that I told you. Three letters, yes? You will see these three letters repeating everywhere. Fa, ayn, lam, fa, ayn, lam, fa, ayn, lam, fa, ayn, lam, fa. And what I did, just like what I was doing, huwa, he, yeah, rabbuhu, his rabb, rabbuhum, their rabb, rabbuka, your rabb, rabbukum, your rabb, rabbi, my rabb, rabbuna, our rabb. What I'm saying, if I want to say he did, how would I say it? He did, they did, you all did, I did, we did. So how would I say it in Arabic? Say it with me, inshallah. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. We will repeat it many times, so don't worry about it, inshallah. Yeah? Once more. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Okay, now let's do it in Arabic only, yeah? Forget about the translation. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. Once again. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. Okay, now I will say the Arabic and you will do the translation. Fa'ala, do the TPA sign, brothers. Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, wait. Okay, now third time I will only signal and you will say the Arabic. Yeah? Okay, now can you see what we are doing? Beautiful. What we did is we only added u, ta, tum, tu, na at the end. Yeah, so what is our root? Root is fa'ala. So the root is here fa, ayn, lam. All we did here is we added u, ta, tum, tu, na. That's it. Finished. Yes? Easy? So repeat with me. U, ta, tum, tu, na. Utatun tuna. Now when you're going back home in the car, say it 10 times at least, yeah? 10-20 times. So fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. Keep on saying it, inshallah. Repeat it, but now you know the principle, what the principle is, yes? But repeat it now to just get it like really strong. So next time when you come, you should be saying it like fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, yeah? And we'll start, inshallah. Yafalu, yafaluna, tafalu, tafaluna, afalu, nafalu, ifal, ifalu, la tafal, la tafalu, fa'il, maful, and fred. So you will do it in one go, inshallah. So don't worry about this. Now, since we have some time, let's do some practice. Okay? So you will raise your hand, don't say it. Fa'altum. Make a TPI sign and say the translation. Fa'altum.
You all did.
You all did, mashallah. Okay? Fa'altum. Fa'alna. Say the translation as well. Fa'alna. Okay. Fa'alu. Where's the sign? Yeah, say the sign as well. Yeah. Fa'alu. Yes. Fa'ala. He did. He did. Exactly. Yeah. Fa'alta. Fa'alta. No. You did. Fa'alta is you did. Fa'altu is I did. Yeah. Ta is you and tu is me. Yeah, I did. So ta, fa'alta, you did. And fa'altu, I did. Easy? Yes, inshallah. So that's all we're doing here, as I explained to you before, ta, tum, tu, na, and u. That's what we are adding at the end of the same root letters, fa, ain, lam, fa, ain, lam. Sorry, sisters? She did, inshallah, we'll do later. We don't want, just concentrate here. Now, because most of the words are in the Quran, when we say, for example, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, the people who believed, you know, fa'alu amanu, same pattern. The root is different, but the pattern is the same. Amanu, they believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing both the he believers and the she believers. Yes, so males and female. But inshallah we will do it. I don't want to mix it up just now. We'll do it inshallah later in one of the later lessons. Just concentrate for now for this one. Okay, so we've talked about these seven styles of learning. So you listen, you see, you say, you touch, use logic, reasoning, do it in groups, do individually. Use all styles of learning. You know, these are seven styles of learning. Use them all, inshallah, to increase it. Increase your retention, inshallah. Okay, alhamdulillah, we finished well in time. And I didn't rush today. Yes, Brother Ashik? I did? Really? Okay, so this is your time now. Because we have time, I can repeat some of the things if you think that I have rushed. Is there a question, sisters? Say it loudly. Yes. Okay. Yes, sister. So, do you want me to TPI signs? Okay. So, the TPI sign for hadha is 45 degrees. So, I'm standing, I'm facing towards the wall here in my front. So, I have right in front and in the middle, like 45 degrees. Can you see me now? Okay. So, hadha, I'm pointing towards the ground with my single finger, and I am saying this. Hada this. Say it on your right side, on your right hand side, yeah? Hada this. Ha'ulai, I am doing it with four fingers now, same direction. Ha'ulai these. Downwards here. Hada this. So see, you're seeing a book and set of books. Hada this. Ha'ulai these. And Zalika is, I'm just raising my hand here and I'm saying same direction, 45 degrees. Zalika that, ulaika those. Yeah? Hada this, haulai these. Zalika that, ulaika those. Okay? Is that clear, sisters? Alhamdulillah. Any other questions? Even from the previous lessons, inshallah, anything that you want to clarify? Fa'ala, fa'alu. So you want to do the verbs again, yeah? Okay. So if I stand here, okay. Jazakallah khair. Sister, I can't hear you, so you have to say it loudly if there is a question. So there are three. What I am saying is that 99% of Arabic verbs, the afal or the verbs, are driven from three root letters. What? Go to that page, okay? Yes. What's the question again? Sorry, I didn't understand what the question is. So these are the examples of different verbs. Yeah, faala is just one example. Faala means he did. Fataha means he opened. Nasara means he helped. Baraba means he hit. So, and we will do all of them inshallah later on. Here I'm just giving an example of different verbs. So there are four verbs here. Faala means did. Fataha means open. Nasara means help. Baraba means hit. What I am saying is that verbs are driven from three root letters. These are called the root letters here. And there are many other. For example, we used the example before. Alima. Ain, Lam, Mim. These are the three root letters. And you can make the same thing. Alima, Alimu, Alimta, Alimtu, Alimtu, Alimna. Yeah. Similarly, Fataha. From Fataha you will make Fataha, Fatahu, Fatahta, Fatahtum, Fatahtu, Fatahna. Nasara, Nasaru, Nasarta, Nasartum, Nasartu, Nasarna. And we will do all of them inshallah in our future lessons. So you don't worry about this. This will be repeated many times, and inshallah there are few more rules that we will learn all along. So this will be repeated just like as we have repeated huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu many times. We will repeat the verbs here as well inshallah.